Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. There's a very special network that's been happening across the state of Wisconsin for a few years now that you might not have had a chance to be exposed to, but you definitely need to learn about, especially if you're in rural communities. It is the Food, Faith, and Farming Network, and it has brought together groups of people from different backgrounds in different geographies to talk about those components, food, farming, and faith, because we all need that too. In studio with me is the gentleman that's been helping to organize the events, keep the network going, and also secure monies to try to help projects move forward, and that's Roger Williams. So let's talk a little bit about, when did the network itself get started, Roger? What was the impetus that made it happen?
The Food, Faith, and Farming Network grew out of the farm crisis of the 1980s, when both farm families and rural communities were really struggling financially. And it started out as the Church's Center for Land and People out of Sinsinawa, Wisconsin. And then we changed our name back in 2016, I believe it was, to Food, Faith, and Farming Network, because it's more of a network than it is a center. And number two, we wanted to address people of all faiths, not just Christian people, but we wanted it to be an organization that would support people of all faiths. So Food, Faith, and Farming Network.
Now, what was the goal? I mean, bringing people together is wonderful, but what was kind of the beginning dialogue that you wanted them to focus on when it came to those first conversations?
The initial focus was on just providing support to farm families and rural communities that were struggling. And so there were annual events plus workshops in those early years. As we've evolved with the Food, Faith, and Farming Network, we have developed winter farmers markets in churches, church settings. We use the fellowship halls of churches to do winter farmers markets that bring the members of the congregation and the local community together with local farmers. And it's been a wonderful kind of networking between rural and urban people. We also have a gardening project with Pastor Jeff Wild, who is a gardener, a master gardener, and he is working with congregations to set up gardening projects in those congregations. And our most recent, or one of our most recent efforts, has been listening sessions in southwestern Wisconsin and listening networking sessions in southeastern Wisconsin, and then flowing out of those sessions our seed money projects to try and get innovative projects going in rural communities. We've used four criteria for these projects. One is it has to address some kind of a significant community issue. Secondly, it needs to provide some kind of an innovative solution to that problem. Third is provide a network of people, individuals, and organizations to work on it. And fourth, demonstrate some energy to make this thing happen. And so we've done seed money grants in southwestern Wisconsin for 4 years now. This will be our fifth year, and this will be our first year doing seed money grants in southeastern Wisconsin.
I want to go back a little bit to these listening sessions that you held, because one thing that I've noted in the information that Roger provided me is very different audiences, very different cultural backgrounds, and very different practical backgrounds when it comes to their knowledge about agriculture or even where their food comes from. Tell me about some of the things that you observed on those listening sessions, those first conversations between the Southwest group that's a little bit more established and these new voices now in Southeast Wisconsin.
Well, it's the focus has been somewhat different in the two areas of the state. The southwestern area of the state, our focus has been trying to revitalize that self-help mutual support model that was so important in rural communities in the past. You know, the barn raisings, the quilting bees, all those kinds of things that were so important in an earlier era, they brought people together to do things collaboratively. And in many ways, that model has died in rural communities. And we're trying to revitalize that model of self-help, mutual support, people working together on projects. In southeastern Wisconsin, the focus has been more on rural-urban connections because we understand that there's a great rift, if you will, or a great divide between rural people and urban people in not only in the state of Wisconsin, but all across this country at this point in time. So the focus in Southeast was more on bringing rural and urban people together to work on projects.
Did any of those projects involve conflict in Southeast Wisconsin?
No. And the listening sessions, there was no conflict whatsoever. People shared their ideas freely. It was wonderful to see the flow of ideas coming out of these listening networking sessions, Pam. Just wonderful to see that. And the projects are, you know, clearly are not, don't involve conflict. They're projects that are focused on food, food and farming, and food security is another issue that we're getting at both in Southwest and Southeast Wisconsin. Food security, this is a very wealthy society, but food security, just putting food on the table on a day-to-day basis, is an issue in both southwestern and southeastern Wisconsin. So that became another priority in both parts of the state.
If you're just joining us, that's Roger Williams. He is one of the coordinators for a network that you might want to become connected to: Food, Faith, and Farming. Listening sessions, different projects that have happened in southern Wisconsin. We'll find out more about where they're headed next. But if you'd like to check out their website, you're welcome to do that. It's a long one, but it's easy to remember: foodfaithfarmingnetwork.org. I'll say that again: foodfaithfarmingnetwork.org. Spell it all out. Let's talk about that, Roger, then. So these listening sessions have concluded. The conversations have begun a little bit more organized, perhaps, or moving forward more in Southwest Wisconsin. Tell me a little bit about what Southeast Wisconsin will be undertaking in 2023. And then where are you going to go with this network? And how are you going to get there in the future?
Wow, that's a lot, Pam. We received 17 proposals for projects in Southeast Wisconsin, and we're able to fund 12 of those. And a real range of different projects. And I could touch on just a few of them if we could. There's the Let's Get Growing project in urban Milwaukee, right in the inner city of Milwaukee. It's led by a young African-American woman who brings an incredible amount of passion to the project. And her focus will be on getting more people gardening, involved in urban gardening, especially youth. She'll be doing several listening sessions for people in her part of the city, and also doing some training sessions in three different parts of the city: Alice's Garden Urban Farm, Fondy Food Center, and the UW Extension Firefly Ridge Community Garden. So, an exciting project. She's really a passionate young woman. Southwest and Southeast, interestingly enough, had composting as a major issue that came out. And the one in southeastern Wisconsin is being done by Kinship Community Food Center, again in Milwaukee. And they have taken the tack that a lot of food goes to waste in our country. Many people have said it's as much as 30 to 40% of our food goes to waste. They're interested in expanding their composting program so that it can provide more compost for the land that they produce food on, produce more food, better food, etc. And they will also be teaching gardening skills to people in the Milwaukee area. I'll touch on just a couple of others in Southeast Wisconsin. There's the Reaching Urban Consumers Through the Rico Ring Model in Washington and Ozaukee County. The Rico Ring Model is something that grew out of Finland, And it's the idea of bringing farmers and urban consumers together. And there are about 20 farmers involved in that initiative and about 4,000 households involved in that initiative. People order their food using a Facebook page, and then they pick up their food at a delivery site. Mm-hmm. It's a modified kind of community-supported agriculture sort of program. And they are interested in expanding that model to involve more people. And that's what our funding will do, is help them expand that model.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Racine Area Farm Corps Project at the Eco Justice Center in Racine County, they are trying to take food that might otherwise be wasted and providing a transportation system to get it to food pantries, to food meal sites, and other locations so that it's not wasted. A
mm-hmm.
Couple really good examples of the rural-urban connection there, plus a couple of examples in the inner city of Milwaukee itself.
Right, right. Well, and it's just nice to see that people are interested in collaborating in that way. I think sometimes we think urban city centers are shut off and not really interested in something that could empower them. But that's really what the network is all about. Again, Roger Williams in studio with us. FoodFaithFarmingNetwork.org, where you can find more. So let's talk now that we've got the carrot out there, Roger, and people are inclined to say, wow, that's kind of cool. How did you do that? I'm sure there's other geographic areas in the state that say, hey, how about us next? So where does the network plan on taking this moving forward? How do other communities solicit for these listening sessions or solicit for these funds? Give us a little sense on where you see the project going from here.
Wow. Pam, you asked difficult questions. That one is kind of tricky because this is an all-volunteer network, all volunteers. And so we have the energy of the people who are on our board, and that's 8 people at this point in time. So we're a tiny organization that is trying to make a difference in the world. And I think we are making a difference with these seed money grants and with our winter farmers markets and with our gardening program. I think it would be tricky to expand it much beyond Southwest and Southeast Wisconsin at this point in time. But we might entertain that idea if somebody were to approach us about doing it in a different part of the state. But it is a major, let me say, it was a major effort to do 5 listening sessions in southwestern Wisconsin and to do 5 listening networking sessions in southeastern Wisconsin, and then to mobilize these seed money grants and to obtain funding for these seed money grants.
Let's talk about that funding, because that obviously is a critical component. It's wonderful to get people excited, but if they need a little financial backing, that's where the network really wants to step in. So tell us a little bit about the financial backings and maybe how people that are inspired by this might be involved.
The funding for Southeast Wisconsin is coming from Bader Philanthropies. They were very interested in linking with us because of the food security issue in Milwaukee. And so they've been very supportive of this project in southeastern Wisconsin, and we're very thankful for that. In southwest Wisconsin, the funding has come from Cincinnawa, the Cincinnawa Dominicans, and Compeer Financial, and also Wisconsin Farmers Union. So 3 sources of funding for southwest Wisconsin. Should say a word about seed money. If you grew up on a farm, you understand the wallop that's contained in a seed. A seed looks tiny, but it can sprout into something really significant in terms of a plant and in terms of a crop. And that's what we're providing, is seed money to get things started. So it's small amounts of money. I was doing a session with farm market managers in Boscobel, Wisconsin, about 3 years ago. And I was explaining this concept of seed money. I said, it's small amounts of money, only $1,500. And immediately one of the market managers spoke up and she said, we're so used to doing things with nothing that we think $1,500 is a lot of money. And it just reinforced to me that $1,500 can make a real difference in a community. And our real hope is that it really stimulates networks of people doing things together to solve community problems. And it may not be the entire funding for their project, but it's enough funding to kind of get things rolling and to bring people together and to start making things happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like we've seen in the past, when you get the right people together with that passion, with that energy, and even just that little bit of money, it can turn into an explosive situation. And I'm sure that's exactly what you're after. So would we suggest then people strictly go to kind of the website to get their bearings on what's going on, what could go on, and maybe learn from others that are already down that path?
Sure. Would be happy to have people go to our website. And again, it's the Food, Faith, and Farming Network. Need to add the word and in there, .org. Food, Faith, and Farming Network, .org. And you'll be able to see, we don't have a listing of all these projects up on our website yet, but we will be posting a listing of these projects in both southwestern Wisconsin and southeastern Wisconsin. We just sent the checks out for these projects within the last week. So this is very new, very fresh, and it'll be, you know, a little while before we get these posted on our website, but it'll give people an idea of where we're headed with both seed money projects in southeast and southwest Wisconsin.
A little money, a lot of energy, and all kinds of great ideas. That's Roger Williams in studio with us, one of the coordinators for this network that you may or may not have ever heard about, may or may not have ever been exposed to, but is trying to do things, like he said, from the urban city centers right out to struggling rural communities. It's all about connecting the dots, food security, and helping communities grow together. The website, again, foodfaithandfarmingnetwork.org. Spell it all out, folks. Foodfaithandfarmingnetwork.org. See if it inspires some ideas in your community and keep checking back for some of those projects that might give you even more details. Foodfaithandfarmingnetwork.org. Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.